This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There we go, Talk Radio Countdown Show, with the subject matter being the charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts listed every week at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the top 10 stories, the ramifications, the nuance of some of them will be the discussion topic. Michael likes to do and does great jobs on a lot of radio stations around the country, his own brand of talk, so we get to some of the things that he's found this week seem to have sustenance. There's a people list as well. Some of the names are new this week. Some of them are not. So let's go through the Michael and see what sort of things we can use for bell ringers.
Oh, yeah. It's been a bell ringer of a week, Doug. And here's some of the high-pitched notes that bell has rung. At number 10, we have NBA action, as that season starts to finally come into its home stretch. And for football freaks around the country, I mean basketball freaks, rather. And football freaks, too, because a lot of them are basketball. Yeah. You know, yeah. But you know how popular college basketball is. The NCAA tournament is off and running.
$8.5 billion with gaming now being legal in the betting. $8.5 billion on college basketball games.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the city of Hartford, for example, which is not far from our home base in Massachusetts, they're expecting 25,000 people coming into town for the first 2 days that they have the men's tournament, Division One, and they're estimating $7.7 million revenue is going to come into that city alone.
Yeah. All right. So is this the result of media hype? More than anything else, news media, sports media hype. Is that why? I mean, how else do you explain this fanaticism about college basketball every year called March Madness? How do you explain it?
It's complicated to explain. It's a little bit of the media. It's also the colleges are very, very invested in the imagery of having major teams. The real conversations should center around education in America, and I think the focal point of so much that might be wrong with higher education is that it is believed in the circles of the universities and colleges in America that it is important for them to be engaged in the minor league sports industry. Because that's what they are. That's minor league sports. Big-time minor league sports, which is one of the dirtiest businesses. Sports, professional sports, is a dirty, you know, industry.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking it, but it's involved with gambling.
Dirty.
It's involved with... Look at it. And that is the sub-industry in the American educational system. They believe it's a vital pillar upon which their entire paradigm is built.
All right. I don't know if I ever told you this story before in as succinct a way as I'm going to try to portray it now.
Mm-hmm.
For 12 and a half years, I was on the board of trustees of my alma mater, Heidelberg University, in Northwest Ohio. I, at the end of my tenure in 2012, had started, well, actually it was 2011, I got on the bandwagon, and actually I'm very proud of the fact that I was the first person who really started to talk nationally about the football fiasco, helmets, injuries, brain damage, that sort of thing. And it started because I went to a fellow on the board with me at Heidelberg, was starting a company called Seriscan, and they did brain imaging, and they'd been hired by the NFL to do the brains. They imaged the brain of every single NFL player. There were 3,400 heads in their database. And he invited me to come and look, and had my brain scanned, and then we started talking about what this stuff, what do these colors mean in these pictures?
Mm.
And when he told me, and what the results were basically, was that the danger of playing football had never been really studied, and what came out of it. Well, the reason I'm telling you this story now is because I brought it back to Heidelberg. I wanted to alter the football program at Heidelberg, and this is an Ohio school, and in Ohio and Florida and Texas, you have conversations like that at your own peril. And so basically, I left the board of trustees because I started making trouble about football and the football program, and if I didn't lay off, it was going to ruin the program and ruin Heidelberg because 170 kids that came into the classroom every year were football scholarships, that kind of stuff. So the fanaticism about, you know, sports, as you have just underscored, in the college level, they said the school would be ruined without the football program.
Well, then you understand what I'm saying. So,
yeah.
So it brings it back to your question, is why is there such fanaticism about college basketball? And there is fanaticism about college football as well. I mean, you got all the bowls at the end of the season, and the national championship is treated like a minor Super Bowl. It is because the colleges put so much focus and resource potential into the promotion of it, right down into the way they're designed.
Yeah.
There are schools around the country that have gotten rid of their football teams because they don't want to funnel energy into that and resources, and they seem to be doing all right.
Yeah.
But for the most part, March Madness grows from the madness that has engulfed the higher educational system in America, which goes way beyond sports. And you can make a whole career out of talking about that.
Right. Right.
Let's move on to nine, the
yes.
Midwest.
We only have one. We've been here 10 minutes.
Right. That's why I'm trying to
keep
be responsible.
Moving.
Number nine, the Midwest floods. Number eight, the college admission scandal. At number seven, Boeing 737 MAX troubles. At number six, the seeming U.S. victory over ISIS in Syria. At number five, Trump's McCain comments, and that's tied with his feud with George Conway, which is just an amazing, amazing story. At number four, the electoral
divorce for the Conways.
I don't know. We either divorce for the Conways or divorce for Trump and Conway's wife or something. Who the hell knows what that's all about?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's way beyond James Carville and Mary Madeline, who made an industry out of it and it was kind of cute. This thing is
it was cute.
Bizarre. And number four, the electoral college.
As an aside, before you go on, how many times do we have them at the talkers conventions? Mary Madeline used to come.
She was a talk host. I was a talk host. She once interviewed me. It was a really pleasant conversation.
Yeah.
I never met him face to face.
He's a character man.
He's a funny guy. And he's sharp as hell. They're a great couple.
Yeah.
At number four, the electoral. And they've capitalized on their differences.
Really, yeah,
but their differences are representative of a time when differences didn't mean you couldn't be friends.
Yep.
I can't imagine the conversations that go in the three-way triangle between Donald, Kellyanne, and George. There's going to be a movie about that someday, let me tell you. At number four, the Electoral College and reparations debates. That kind of is expanding and very interesting. The New Zealand gun ban and the shootings aftermath is at number two, and the Mueller Trump investigation looming, everybody thinking it's about to drop, and it may or may not. Number one, amazing how hermetically sealed the Mueller office has been. It's not a term I came up with. It's been bantered about, and I kind of like it. You want the people now or after the break?
Please. No, go ahead. Do the
All right, number 10, Jeanine Pirro. At number 9, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. Hope Hicks at 8. George and Kellyanne at number 7. Andrea Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, at number 6.
Yeah.
At number 5, Joe Biden, and a name that is going to be a superstar within minutes, Pete Buttigieg.
Mayor of South Bend.
Vice presidential. He is spectacular.
Yeah. Yeah.
At number 4, Elizabeth Warren.
In a way that is different and better and more wholesome than Beto. Beto is
my personal opinion, no comparison.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm saying that the first
you heard
time...
This week that Joe Biden was thinking of running and making from the beginning it clear who his vice presidential candidate was going to be.
Stupid gimmick. Nothing against the woman from Georgia. Very nice person, very impressive. But come on, Joe.
Yeah. She was not impressive when she did the retort at
it depends on whose lens you look through. But what I'm saying is that was a ridiculous statement.
Uh-huh.
I don't see Joe Biden being the guy. I really don't. But we're just talking, you know, my opinion. I don't see him finishing up the race. I see some dark horse, you know.
Uh-huh.
But nonetheless, whatever will be, it's very hard to predict. It's early out, but I do predict that Pete Buttigieg, and I made a lot of fun of him about a week or two ago. How do you pronounce his name? And blah, blah, blah. More like, you know, what is everybody running? This, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, thinks he has a shot. He does have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gay, and he's married to a man, and there's all kinds of stuff about him.
I didn't even know that. Really?
No, but I'm saying is there's a whole bunch of stuff about the guy that on paper you'd say, what? He's 37 years old?
Really?
But I'm telling you, every time I watch him speak, I say to myself, this is a potential historic figure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just get a certain insight, feeling about something.
Yeah.
So let's see how it works.
Yeah.
At number four, we have Elizabeth Warren, who, in my opinion, her campaign is just dull as dishwater.
Awful. She's awful. Awful.
Yeah.
The whole thing's awful.
And Beto, I think, has got skeletons in his closet, and I think that I just think he's a one-trick pony. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, is at number three. Robert Mueller is at two, and Donald Trump is at number one. We have a great week of characters and stories.
As always, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen with a thought right now. I have a thought about how you can get healthy very quickly and do it the right way using Calitrin, America's number one weight loss formula for those people who are interested in their health long term. You can lose weight on any number of crash diets, any number of gym programs, any number of go to the Weight Watchers. You can lose weight 100 different ways, but how do you keep it off? That's the question, and how do you do the weight loss without having side effects? The only way you can do that, the only product in America that promises you those sorts of results is Calitrin. Calitrin. Check in at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for all the specials. Toploss.com. Lose that weight now.
One of the most exciting things about this time of year, maybe it's from the beginning of the year, is the power of making a healthy choice to lose weight, and that's why Calitrin is so helpful. Collagen is what your body really needs, the protein that you need to lose the weight and build muscle.
Yes, sir. You know, I wish I was a gym person. I'm too busy, really. But I do. I take my Calitrin every night, right at bedtime, and it does. It helps rebuild that lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism, especially if you're over the age of 30. You know, it's hard to maintain that muscle mass.
So I think this is a good approach to it. 90 days at the regular price at toploss.com. Collagen stopped producing it when you're in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, so you need to supplement. So Calitrin, lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com. The special deal is that you buy 90 days, the 90-day supply, and then you get another 90 days free. Use the DJV code for the special deal at toploss.com.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fact. We all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's debate the number four item this week on the story list. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, by the way. Thanks for being here. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the most important stories, conversational stories, of the day, of the week, of the month, of the year. We do this every weekend at this time. And so when we look at number four, the debate about the Electoral College, which I think was started by Pocahontas, if I'm not mistaken, this week, talking about how
she wants to get rid of it. A number of the Democrats want to get rid of it. Most of the Republicans that want to keep it only want to keep it because they feel that it helps Republicans, but the truth is it could help Democrats as well, and then they'll change their tune. The argument over the Electoral College right now is partisan. It's not really based upon a true reading of the tea leaves.
Right.
It's purely partisan, based on strategy right now. Trump's main hope of winning in 2020 is the same way he won in 2016, and that is through the Electoral College. Most of the Republican pollsters and strategists are saying he really is not going to win the popular vote again, although that remains to be seen. Hillary won the popular vote. Al Gore won the popular vote. But it could go the other way, and the basic argument is really the old states' rights issue, and that's a complicated issue, states' rights versus the federal government. And who does the president represent? The states? Does he represent a government that's separate from the people? Or is the president the only elected official in the United States that represents the population? How do we run this thing? And when you get into a serious in-the-weeds Electoral College debate, you'd better know your history and not just these stupid slogans that people put out that the candidates will never visit the small states unless we have the Electoral College.
Or
the big cities and the big states will be running the country. Well, they do anyway. The population runs the country.
Yeah.
If everybody moved to Hawaii, Hawaii would run the country.
The popular vote needs to be the way we elect a president, as we do with anything else in any other election. Now, the concern here may be This is worth washing for a moment. The Democrats, and they've never seen an illegal immigrant they didn't like, and they want them all to vote and have licenses and yada, yada, yada. So it seems to me that the popular vote is the way to go, but we must be vigilant about not letting it be corrupted by a lot of Democrats, more Democrats than Republicans, who want to get the illegals the right to vote. And the people who come in, let them all come in and, you know, give them licenses and they can pay taxes and they should be able to vote and all that stuff. I think that's the only danger in letting the popular vote carry the day, Michael.
Yeah, but that same danger could cause certain states to have their electoral vote go one way or the other.
Yeah, that's right.
With the electoral college, you could have all the votes in the major states be swung by a handful of votes.
Yeah, yeah.
So even what you just said doesn't add up across the board in every situation.
No.
These are all serious issues. There are serious issues facing this country that we seem to, for some reason, have turned into partisan issues. For example, you're either a climate denier or you're against, or you're for the wall. Why can't we build a wall and deal with the climate? Why are they partisan issues?
Because the news media has done a great job of separating the facts from reality.
Yeah.
And they've made things that weren't facts reality and skewed a lot of this information. And it's been used, these people, the politicians, have been able to twist and turn and make it something that it isn't. It's very abstract. 28.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I, The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, are calling on the Attorney General to give the findings of the Mueller report to lawmakers and the public.
Now that Special Counsel Mueller has submitted his report to the Attorney General, it's imperative for Mr. Barr to make the full report public and provide its underlying documentation and findings to Congress.
Schumer saying the president should not get a sneak peek at the report before Congress. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani tells Fox News this marks the end of the Russia investigation. We await a disclosure of the facts. Giuliani went on to say we're confident that there is no finding of collusion by the president, and this underscores what the president has been saying from the beginning, that he did nothing wrong. The attorney general says he could start briefing Congress on the report as early as this weekend. A former U.S. attorney who's advised Trump on the probe calls that a grand slam for President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Zooming back into your ears, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. The, what is this, number seven this week, the Boeing 737. Have you flown lately?
No, I haven't. I will be in a week. I know that you had some pretty strong opinions about all this last week when we were talking, because you're a frequent flyer.
I am, and I wouldn't. I've been on 737 MAXs twice, and I won't go on one again. Not because of this focus, but because the way they have configured them, there's no room for anything. They're jamming more seats, and they've sold, they got orders for like 2,500 of these things. But 737, the most popular plane that's ever been flown, and now they're just adding to that. But they keep modifying it, and some of the systems, the old systems, don't agree or talk to the new system, and thus the problem. There's this, I don't know if you've heard the audio from the Lion Air pilots. You can hear them on the audio screaming at each other, trying to find what to do. The cockpit voice recorder, which is not actually public yet. I had somebody send me a transcript, and then some sources talking about how the pilots are really angry, pilots all around the world.
Well, yeah, it seems that there's some kind of a, and I don't want to say things when I don't have the facts, but the hints are that there's some type of cover-up going on here.
Yes.
That they were hiding the information and suppressing it. And
right.
It involves Boeing, it involves the FAA, it involves money. Yeah.
Well, what you hear is the captain and first officer looking through the handbook. That is the, you know, like in your car, you've got a book. So there's a plane handbook that tells you how to fly the plane. They're trying to troubleshoot the issues, and they can't control the plane while they're doing that.
Yeah.
They're talking about airspeed and altitude and the computer system, which didn't work. And there was a different crew on the same plane the night before who had the same problem. there was a retired pilot sitting in the cockpit from America that helped the crew avoid a crash the night before. And, you know, that's in Boeing.
See, that would be enough. That should be enough for them to put the plane out of service. Look, yeah. You know that the airline industry is run very, very, with great vigilance.
Yeah.
Let's not spread fear here. This is a concern.
It's the safest way to travel, period.
Yeah, they're awfully efficient. How many times have you had to sit on the runway because some small mechanical part showed up as not being up to par, and they have to send out
more often than I'd like to recount.
Yeah, right. So let's not indict the entire airline industry for the problems
that would
of
be,
a
few. That would be. Yeah, that's very bad.
On the other hand, because of the psychology of flying, and the severity of one mistake, what could happen? Mm-hmm. It's not just a statistical situation. There's another component at work here of why people, are so focused on it's got to be perfect or hell, even if there's one chance in a million, I don't want to go that way. You know, that's not the way I want to go out. And because, it's pretty final. So it's psychologically disturbing. Yeah. And in this case, the coincidence of two planes going down of the same model in the same way is enough of a warning sign that there should have been instant grounding. And the fact that there wasn't, I don't know. There's something wrong with that, knowing how vigilant they are.
Well, remember now, Boeing is the number one exporter in terms of dollars. It's the biggest exporter of any product in America. So they have terrific clout. They are also one of the largest employers in America. They're so visible because of what they make. And they have had such a colorful, storied past. You go back to the story of Bill Boeing, who built a plane to carry mail. He was a pilot from when he was like 16. And so he developed this company that's become an international superstar in terms of not only flying, they have all kinds of divisions. They have a division that builds walls, like the one we're trying to do down in Mexico.
Then why wouldn't they sit around the table, the guys running that place, and say, we can't afford to let this get out of control. Let's ground all
of our... There's too much money, and they think they can run the ship. They're so powerful. The guy is the CEO.
Thinking.
I guarantee he's going to get fired.
Bad
so
thinking.
So are probably some other people.
No, it's
true.
Very bad terrible, bad thing.
Awful.
Because they don't want to lose money. They're going to lose. The whole company can go out of business because of this.
Right. This is very bad for them.
Yeah.
Very bad. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of bad, here's the kind of stuff that sort of lurks around. I saw this and I really wanted you to weigh in on this story about the four teachers who were led into a room, told to kneel against a wall, and then shot with plastic pellets, execution style, in a training at an Indiana elementary school. Did you hear about that?
Not much about it.
Can you imagine? How would anybody in this day and age think in a way that made that work or that would allow
because,
that to
happen? Because let's go back to the term I used earlier, bad thinking.
Yeah.
And let's go back even earlier to that, the fact that hardly anybody in politics could reconcile the idea that maybe we have a climate problem and an immigration problem and that we're capable in a bipartisan way of solving them both without it being one zoned by one party, another zoned by another party. Bad thinking. Today's politics, today's issues, and maybe this has always been the case, it's bringing out the cream of the stupidity. It's unbelievable how stupid people are in dealing with these issues.
You know, we think of the enemy as being, I don't like to even think in terms of quote-unquote enemies, but the people that we don't seem to like, the North Koreans, the Chinese people, we don't have to worry about them. Worry about the stupid people who are here in our country who are doing as you just suggested. They're not leaders. They force themselves on each other. And so it's really very interesting to understand how we classify, we use that word enemy. These people are, I think, our enemies.
Oh, we have to clean up our own backyard.
Yes.
All organizations, all religions, all ethnicities, all nations, all genders, all races have to clean up their own backyard as well as be offended by everything and point fingers at large groups as themselves, as if this is like all groups are the same. Everybody in every group is either good or bad. This kind of thinking leads to destruction. Yeah. It's a terrible way to look at the world. And we are historically and culturally and traditionally rooted in this destructive behavior.
It's really, and the fact that we are where we are really says something about how you can survive even with all of that stuff.
Somehow we do, but we continually live in this. We do survive, but we live in a continual maelstrom of stress and tension.
Yep. It's all very stressful. The subject matter here is what's going on News Talk radio stations with News Talk programmers all around the country. The markets are large and small, and they are where we are heard. The News Talk radio, it's the bane of some people's existence. We're trying to play music, and they don't like to compete against News Talk because most popular formula. But we're here to tell you what's going on out front and behind the scenes. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be here with a premium offer now to talk about from MyPillow, the company that guarantees when you buy their pillows, you'll be more comfortable than you ever have been before or your money back. And now they're expanding their line from just pillows to mattress toppers, mattresses themselves. Look at the way I've got a new mattress topper from MyPillow. The zippered cover makes it so easy to clean. It's cool because your body does stay cool. A lot of these mattress toppers, your body temperature fluctuates all night long, but not so with the mattress topper from MyPillow. There are so many other products, too, in the catalog, which you can find at MyPillow.com. Whether your dog needs a new bed, whether you need pillows to go with you on a trip, whatever it is that you want that has anything to do with sleeping, you'll be a MyPillow customer. And Mike Lindell, the founder, will thank you personally for getting involved. This is the most comfortable situation. The sheets, I got new sheets, the Giza sheets, too. Boy, what a fabulous American story, a fabulous American group of products. So if you're constantly waking up having to fiddle around with sheets and pillows and stuff at night, stop doing that. Go to MyPillow.com and order the new Giza sheets, for example. 30% off with the DJV code and free shipping. Same deal with the mattress topper. 50% off with the pillows. 55% off with the premium pillows. All there for you to enjoy and indulge, in a manner of speaking. So get yours by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for all the benefits that you can have. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Reviewing the people list now, I'm Doug Steffen with number 10 to number 1. I don't know, I didn't really focus much on this, and I haven't heard a lot of conversation about it, but I know some people thought the Jeanine Pirro thing was worth spending time on, so that's number 10. The ladies of the day, the ladies of the scandal, I'm talking about the college scandal, the ones who've got the most publicity, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin at number 9, Hope Hicks at number 8, George and his wife Kellyanne, the Conways at number 7, AOC at 6, I'm not even going to use her name anymore, Joe Biden at 5, Elizabeth Warren, some of the other wannabes at 4, Jacinda Ardern, I believe is how you pronounce her name, Prime Minister of New Zealand is number 3, Mueller is 2, and the Trumpster is number 1 on the people list. Nothing, not anything unexpected there, I guess, in terms of the top 3 or 4 names on the list. My name is Doug Steffen. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. While the incidence rate for many cancers is on the decline, one is bucking the trend: HPV or human papillomavirus related throat and mouth cancer.
This cancer is one of the few cancers that we see in the human body that's increasing in incidence every year.
Dr. Eric Moore has his theories on why.
Probably because of sexual practices and probably because of chronic infections in the cervix, and then oral sexual contact with that leads to transmission to the throat.
The good news, says Dr. Moore, is that this type of cancer has a very high cure rate, 90 to 95%. Even better is that this cancer can be prevented.
The best treatment, we think, is we have a vaccine for this virus that's very effective. And if you can vaccinate against the virus effectively, then you shouldn't develop the long-term infection, and then you actually have a vaccination that works against a cancer, which is very unique.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Here are the charts with the top stories for the week of March 18th to the 22nd on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The official list from Talkers includes what's going on Sports Talk Radio. Pretty much that's always number 10. Now it's March Madness, what's going on with NCAA. At number 9, the focus on farming and the impact on food, the Midwest floods. Number 8, college admissions and the scandal that is an entrail that's not going away. Speaking of scandals, Boeing in trouble for the 737 MAX issue. What a mess. What a can of worms. That's number 7. Have we declared victory on ISIS? I guess we have. That's number 6. The comments President Trump made about Mr. McCain at number 5. Electoral College debates, number 4. Democratic hopeful list for 2020 is 3. The gun ban in New Zealand, number 2. And the Mueller-Trump investigation, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. With Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, I saw a survey this week talking about our format, asking stations how many talk phone lines they have, which I thought was very, very interesting. 11% said they had 5, 36% said they had 6 to 10, 15% said they had 4. It's been funny, because now, I think we were talking a couple of weeks ago about how phone calls are not that important.
Yeah, and about 70% were lying.
Yeah. That's probably
true. We have
true.
20 lines coming into our station, and the phone and the phone's lit up.
The question was, do we screen old callers out? That what happens when you're on the air? What do you say to the screener?
I think that audience caller management is a key part to running a radio station today. Mm-hmm. I believe that regulars are a fact of life. You get saddled with people that think that they're part of your show and they call every day. You don't want to insult them. And plus, you know, if you get rid of all your regulars, you're going to get rid of about 50% of your calls. So I think that it's a matter of pre-interviewing them, getting them ready, not encouraging the ones that try to hijack the show, turning the ones that are really good, that are regulars, into good regulars, talking to them off the air, telling them, don't call every day, call every other day, and having the best kind of callers you can. That's the most important thing.
All right, let's talk about what the MH interview, Michael Harrison interview this week. The
new dean
you have.
Yeah, the new dean over at Hofstra University School of Communication, Mark Lukashevitz, who is a major television executive for the past 25 years at NBC and ABC, has gone over to their School of Communication, and he and I talk about education in colleges, the future generation of journalists, and the state of journalism in 2019.
Not great.
Yeah,
maybe they can do something to improve it somewhat. All right, so that's it.
I'm very high on their program. You know, I'm on the Dean's Advisory Board. And,
well, you went there. And you did well by it, and it's done well by you.
Yeah.
All right, so Michael's interview, the view from the College of Talk Knowledge. Hofstra University, mhinterview.com. You can find it at talkers.com as well. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman now, college professor at Bentley University, our leading expert when it comes to talking about scams. There's a new one every week. He has a website called scamicide.com, which will help you if you think you've been scammed. Check out scamicide.com to find alternatives. How can you fix the problem, et cetera, et cetera. So we're here with Steve. He goes through our list of stories every week, the charts from Talkers Magazine. We go take three or four things and find out what the legal ramifications of said things are. The Mueller report is about to drop. A lot of speculation about what will come out of it. Anything? What if there have been legal ramifications so far, because some people have gone to jail and have been indicted and that sort of thing. Anything else?
Anything
big comes out of this?
I think there will be. And here again, if there are any issues with the president, I don't think they will be resolved in the Mueller report. And a lot of it has to do with even the fact of whether a president can be indicted. But Mueller has been cooperating with prosecutors, particularly in Manhattan, who may follow up on things. For me, the biggest and best thing that came out of the Mueller report was some real serious work and intelligence and indictments regarding the extent of Russian interference and who was doing it. And in point of fact, it's very timely because a lot of the security agencies here and around the world are pointing at the fact that Russia is not only doing it against us, but they're doing it now in other elections coming up in other Western democracies. I mean, it's a real serious problem to and threat to democracy that Russia is doing.
And so where are you going to sue them?
No, I think I really think there have to be some unified and difficult sanctions. Russia is economically vulnerable, and I think the Western democracies have got to get tough with them.
Number two this week on the story list has to do with a gun ban in New Zealand. Can you imagine that ever happening here?
Not only happening, but how quickly they are moving.
Right.
I mean,
Bingo.
Our our gun culture is very different from that around the world. And, you know, quite frankly, the idea of having limits on assault weapons shouldn't be difficult. I know a lot of gun owners. I know a lot of guys that shoot. I don't know any of them that really have any problems with any kind of limitations on assault weapons. People don't need assault weapons for hunting. People don't need assault weapons for personal protection. This is something that...
But I want them, Steve, because I have a right to them.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it ain't going to happen here, though.
It's interesting because the Muslim call to prayer was broadcast all across New Zealand this week after the shooting. I thought that was really very interesting. Prime Minister introduced it wearing a black headscarf.
I was fascinated and really quite thrilled, because what it did seem to show was a country unifying. And obviously the Muslim population is a minority population in New Zealand, but it was terrific to see that kind of a positive unification statement made by the government and the people there. It's what we really need to work for toward here.
All right, next legal problem is for Boeing. They better hurry up and get rid of their CEO. They got enough problems. This is really, you see the withering. It'll recover because they've got a lot of cash and they're a big company. But this thing there, when you listen or understand what was going on in the cockpit of that plane that went down, the black box suggesting they were fighting with each other on the, they look on it, the book. How do you fly this plane book as it's going down? And the same plane almost crashed the night before. They had an American pilot sitting in the cockpit who'd flown the plane, and he told the pilots how to get out of the problem.
Yeah, guy was, they call it deadheading. And if that pilot hadn't been there, that plane was going down
Gonzo.
As well. Yeah, we've been talking about what's going to happen with Boeing in my white-collar crime class that I teach at Bentley University. There's some violations here, and Boeing, is putting some profits before safety and rushing this thing through. The pilots union had initially objected to the fact that there wasn't sufficient training. No, there are going to be some serious charges.
American Pilots Union, I don't know about the rest of them, whether Southwest Union has said the same, but American Pilots Union said, we're not touching these planes until they're 100% certified by the feds. Not going to touch them. So, interesting to see where that all goes. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here. Happy to have him here. You can find him here every week on the aforementioned Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia. Produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.